bro. How was your day?
Jeez. I've had enough of this shit. Shayla and him broke up 6 months ago, and he still is sulking and acting like a jerk.
Hey, bro. Mom and Dad went out for the night. Something about networking for Dad at work. They said we could order in and left cash. Hungry for anything? Fuck this. Time for this to stop. He just needs to cheer up. Hey, what are you doing? Wow, looking at Chase's Facebook and listening to this crap music isn't going to help anyone. You guys broke up. Deal with it. It's been a half year of this? So what if you loved her? You broke up because she was sexting with that Tim guy, right? So you want to be a chump and let her use you while she flirts with and sexts other guys? You should go on Tinder or one of those apps and get a hookup and get it out of your system. You've tried. Not very hard from what I can see. And is this what you've been doing for the last 6 months? You constantly sulk. You never smile anymore, and you're just a jerk to be around. Do you even masturbate anymore? What? Don't sound shocked. We're brother and sister, and we've lived in adjacent rooms for all of our teen years. I know you beat the sausage. Heck, about a year ago, I knew you were into panty stuffing from listening at the wall when you were wanking. Did you ever convince Shay to stuff for you? Okay, too personal. I've got an idea. Are you still into panty stuffing? No? Well, what's your kink now? Come on, tell me. Okay, if you did watch porn and didn't miss Shay so much, what would you kink on? Gross! Really? Facials? Ew. I hate swallowing. I couldn't imagine it on my I mean, it just sounds gross. What? Why are you looking at me like that? Come on, I'm 19. Don't give me this crap like, Mom, where you think I'm pure and virginal until the day I'm buried. I mean, I don't have a boyfriend, but that doesn't mean I haven't fooled around and hooked up before. And to be honest with you, after hearing you watch panty stuffing porn, I tried it once or twice. It's pretty hot. Well, I was gonna cheer you up by laying on your bed and letting you watch me stuff myself and hopefully break you out of your funk. I mean, we are brother and sister. If we can't be there when times are the worst. Besides, remember when I broke my leg and you carried me to the car and then helped me around the house for a month? This is just the same, in a different way. But since you're not into stuffing anymore... What? Try it? No! Gross! Us both masturbating to each other? Fine. It's like helping. Giving you a handjob onto my face is crossing a line. I mean, that's not just watching. It's like touching and incest and stuff. Besides, I told you, I hate the taste and texture of cum. Why would I want it all over my face? Besides, if your sulking tells me anything, it's that you've got 6 months worth of buildup and there's no way I want to be found drowned in a torrent of your nasty jizz. Okay. I'll tell you something. Shay and I used to talk. She told me that she had a pretty big panty fetish. I guess that makes sense with the panty stuffing thing. What if I sat on your bed and took off my panties and spread my legs and let you jerk into my panties? I happen to be wearing some cute satin panties today. And I have been pretty horny, so I'm sure they're pretty gruely. Okay, sit there and swallow the chair so you can see your bed. Here, I'll sit right here, right on the edge. I'll take my shirt and bra off for you. But I know you like girls with big tits like Shay and Marie. I'm sure you wouldn't want to see my perky little A-cups. They'd probably just distract your pleasure. What? You don't like big tits? What's with Shay and Marie then? Both those girls were huge! Hell, I know Shay was a DD cup, she told me. You like their slim waist and bubble butts? Like mine, bro? Wow, must be. I can see you bulging from here. Okay, then I'm gonna get nude. You don't get to get off for free. I wanna come too. Besides, I've told you I was horny today. It'll be good for me to give myself a little shiver as well. Besides, I've never seen a guy actually beat it before. Only online. And the thought is hot. Okay, here's my shirt. But fair is fair. You too. Cool. Here's my bra. And now we're both topless. Next, pants. Cool. You took yours off at the same time. You catch on quick. So, what do you think? Cute panties, right? A camel toe in them a little, but that's cool, isn't it? You think it's hot. Well, good. And you have a smile on your face. I knew I could make you smile. Okay, here goes. Catch. See? All gruely. I probably have a small damp patch. I'm soaking right now. But enough of me. Your turn. Wow. Full hard. And nice cock, bro. Jesus. Wait, let me see that thing. God damn, Shay let that go? Either she's nuts, or Tim must have a fucking monster. I mean, it is kind of veiny, but not too much. Just enough to give it texture. What are you, 6.5 inches? You don't know? Really? Really? You never measured? God, nah, I want to. Can I? I have a tape measure right next door in my room. Here, let me measure. What? Oh, you do it, because you're right, it would be touching. Good call. What do you mean you won't unless I take a facial from you? Come on, that's not fair. Here I am, naked and willing to masturbate with you and let you use my panties to boot, and you won't even measure. Well, I know you didn't ask and it was my offer, but still, come on, please. What if I got my dildo and compared it and then let you watch me ram myself with that? Please. You're an asshole. I was just trying to help, and you can't even give a girl a little something back? You know what? If you won't measure, you can't use my panties. What? You can't just give them back. Come on, please! Brother, I gotta know. Please! Fine, fine. You can come on me, but you're jerking yourself and you gotta aim for my tits. Bro, you can't be serious. Please, I just wanna know your cock size and you wanna make me all porny and jerk off my brother onto my own face. That's not even close to fair trade. Are you looking at my pussy and naked body and stroking? Stop that and measure it for me. Well, did it just get a little bigger? It's like pulsing and throbbing. fine. Okay, fine. I'll jerk you onto my face. Just measure. Holy shit. Almost 7 inches. Jesus. How thick is it? Fuck. I gotta blow you for that info? No way. That's just too much. But I wanna know. Fine. For 1 minute, and if a single drop gets into my mouth, I swear I will spend my life destroying you. Well, if I'm gonna suck it anyway, let me measure it. Whoa. 6.25 inches thick? Damn. My dildo is only 6 long and 4.5 around. I bet that would feel good and... Never mind. Well, since I'm already kneeling between your legs, might as well get started. This... Wow. This feels nice, bro. It's like your cock was made to fit perfectly into my hand. Looks like you're enjoying this. I better slow down. I want to come too. It feels so good. I'm so fucking soaking wet. Oh god, bro, I'm gonna come. Fuck, I'm so close. Yes, yes, yes. I'm so fucking horny. God, I'm gonna come. Yes. Oh shit. I needed that. Probably not as bad as you need to get a load out, but still. Damn, that was nice. With this gorgeous cock in my hand. Well, I just imagined it in my tight. What? Time for you to finish, bro. Remember, not in my mouth. I know you're close. I can feel your balls tightening. Here, my face. Come on and cover me. Yes, use this glorious cock to drench your little sister in your built-up cum. Cover me, bro. Let it all out and let me be your relief and release. Yes. What? Wow. Oh, shit. Jesus, that was a lot of gum. You really were backed up for the last 6 months, weren't you? Well, it's nice to see you smile. And you don't actually taste that bad. Maybe I need to give cum a second chance. Especially if it's from a gorgeous cock like yours. I'm gonna go clean up and get dressed, but maybe we can both have a very Merry Christmas to come, brother.
Was made at Christmas. Oh my god, I'm so late. I am so sorry. Merry, merry fucking Christmas. In fucking May. Well, it's when I'm recording this. Probably not when I'm gonna upload this. But you know, Merry fucking Christmas.